We had no electricity, no main water. Having no main water was very difficult. The whole of Linwood was dependent on wells, and they all dried up. I've never discovered why. Towards the end, the water company was sending round, I think it was 100 gallons of water per house twice a week, which isn't a lot. I'm not quite sure when the acute water shortage started. It wasn't really that bad when we first went there, but it got very bad towards the end of the war. But we always had a car, and they gave us 2 gallons of petrol a week. We got enough petrol to take to school and back again. We didn't get a lot. We also got petrol for going to church on Sunday. There was a grocer in Ringwood, Greenfields, which is now, his shop is now a pub just where the station used to be. And he used to deliver to us twice a week in, if I remember rightly, I think it was a Ford van. Otherwise, food, because there were local farms, we could always get milk, even though it was theoretically rationed. We'd generally get eggs. And of course, in those days, there were an unbelievable number of rabbits in the forest. And from quite an early age, I would go out shooting them. My mother would send me out saying, "We've got some of the soldiers from Ibsty coming over for supper. Do you think you could get me 2 rabbits? And then I would gut them and bring them home on my bicycle, and my mother would cook them.